and industrialization, but now many are discovering that persons portrayed in the Bible had precisely the same problems and needs as persons today, the proclivity to sin even when they want to do right, the feeling of guilt, a need for forgiveness, power to resist temptation, and the desire to love and to be loved. The fact that these universal needs are exemplified within the context of concrete historical events involving real life is what makes the Bible so much alive and appealing to persons in so many societies. As compared with the basic documents or verbal traditions of other religions, the Bible is unique in its portrayal of actual events involving specific human beings, whereas the religious documents of Hinduism concern primarily the exploits of the gods. The Bible is concerned essentially with the activity of God in human history, and in contrast with the religious treatises of Buddhism, which contain primarily philosophically derived ethical principles, and with the Quran, which focuses upon the exhortations and warnings of the Prophet, the Bible is rooted in history and consists primarily in recounting how God has entered history to reveal the divine power, will, and person. Biblical faith is thus firmly rooted in events in a God who acts. Moreover,